Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
SSRV bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, SBEcouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, tell us about it.
For small businesses and entrepreneurs, public policy issues from A to Z at the federal level, the state level, even sometimes at the local level. And we also get involved in education and training initiatives that we can bring to members. And we have about 100,000 members across the country. Go to sbecouncil.org. You can become a member there.
And you're about to wrap up the stack ranking of the members of Congress for their votes relative to small business, aren't you?
Absolutely. I am immersed in the spreadsheet right now.
When will that be ready?
What's that?
Will that be ready before the election?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay,
It'll be out very soon. I'm just coming down the wire, kind of checking votes.
So, folks, check that out. That'll inform you about who to vote for in your local election, the down ballots.
Yep, you'll find out where your senators and your members of Congress rank on voting on issues.
Don't let them throw out small business like they know what they're talking about, folks. Look at their votes.
Absolutely.
Okay, Ray. Let's talk about lost income. That's the fifth of the gap analysis that you've put together. How bad is that?
Well, real quick, it's not good. Along with the rest of the analysis, unfortunately. But real quick, what we did was we looked at two things. One is non-farm business sector real compensation per hour. Wow, what is that? It's basically wages, salaries, benefits paid to workers. So when you look over the last six decades, that has grown at 1.4% real rate. What we're seeing during this recovery is 0.6%, so it's less than half.
But if you're going to be fair about that number, don't you also have to juxtapose it with the reconcile it, maybe I should say, with inflation? I mean,
no, those are real dollars. All's that real.
That's adjusted for inflation.
Okay. Adjusted for inflation. Yeah. And then the other number, which is I think far more important, and the number I always go to when I look at income, is disposable income. And again, we're looking at real per capita disposable income. And that's personal income less personal taxes, you know, income taxes, things like that. And that is the most critical measure of income, because that's what individuals make purchases out of. They generate their savings. They do their investing. So
and prevents them from borrowing money, or at least all of it, when they have to buy a refrigerator.
Right. Absolutely. So this is the critical income issue. And again, looking back.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
So people aren't borrowing money, though, folks. I mean, leveraging is down. Small business owners are swearing off borrowing money almost. And my point is, though, is if you kind of need a refrigerator and you don't want to borrow the money and you don't have the money, then you're not going to buy the refrigerator. You're going to take longer to buy the refrigerator, which means the economy is not going to churn.
Exactly right. You took the words right out of my mouth. And that's the situation. And when you look at what's happened during this recovery, real per capita disposable income, growing at less than 1%, 0.9%. How does that compare? The average over the past six decades, over 2%, 2.1%. Mm-hmm. And before this recession, it was 2.3%. So, again, we're growing at less than half.
These are the numbers that you need to have in your head, folks. The reason we're bringing them up, and I'm so proud of Ray for producing them, Ray, is because the reason we need these numbers in our head is when we hear President Obama taking a victory lap over the economy. I mean, the man has no shame.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because they brought up a number recently that household income increase was a big increase in 2015, and it was. Real median household income in 2015 went up by 5.2%. We should all celebrate that. That's wonderful. Yeah. But, and this is a big but, and you have to underline it, we have to put that in context. And guess what? Even with that increase in 2015, we're still below those pre-recession levels, 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
So we're still below. We still haven't gotten back to where we were before.
8 years later.
Right. Exactly.
8 years later. Folks, this is that financial crisis should be history over the horizon behind us, beyond our rearview mirror view. So,
and the other thing, real quick, these numbers, you know, when I'm talking about the increase in disposable income, that's over a 60-decade period. That includes recession.
Yeah.
If you factor out recession and you only look at recovery expansion periods, growth should even be faster.
There were 6 or 7 recessions in that period, folks.
Yeah, so we're even farther behind where we are.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ray, thanks for the good news.
But
the honest reporting, folks, and this should inform you when you go to the ballot box. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but it should inform you one way or the other. Hey, Ray, good job. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Take care.
SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. Ray Keating, of course, the president's our good friend, Karen Kerrigan. She's on here all the time, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.